Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Norfolk Police Force Area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. John Peter Crofts, Liberal Democrat. Giles Rackley Orpen Smelly, Conservative candidate, more police, safer streets. Martin Kenneth Albert Schmierer, the Green Party. Sarah Taylor, Labour and Cooperative Party. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Norfolk. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans. Ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find Your Candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Norfolk Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. John Peter Crofts, Liberal Democrat. Election Statement. As a retired head teacher and now a school governor in Norfolk, I understand the importance of the educational work undertaken by the police in working with young people. This not only combats crime directly, but is crucial to boosting the confidence of the wider community. My priorities include education. To be truly effective, we must start with our children. Many schools have successful PHSE programs, but few put enough emphasis on what constitutes crime, the impact it can have on both the individual and the community, and most importantly, how young people can avoid a life of crime. Everyone involved in the criminal justice system should go into schools and inform young people about a range of issues, including respect for women and minorities, theft, knife crime, and county lines drugs gangs. Community policing. As a county councillor, I serve on the People and Communities Select Committee. I am acutely aware of the need to work with all members of the community. Good mental health provision is essential in understanding both those who commit crime and those who suffer from it. We must address the many people in society who are victims of crime, but feel ignored by the criminal justice system. This includes, amongst others, victims of domestic abuse and shop workers. Rural crime. Rural communities could be forgiven for feeling marginalised as well. The cost of rural crime in Norfolk surged by over 50% to £1.5 million in 2022. And yet, Norfolk Constabulary has no specified rural crime team, unlike other similar forces. This is outrageous, and an omission I aim to address. If you elect me as your Police and Crime Commissioner on the 2nd of May. Prepared by Trevor Wenman, Agent, on behalf of John Crofts, Liberal Democrat, both at 3 Tavern Lane, Dis, Norfolk, IP22, 4HT. Contact details. Website, https://www.southnorfolklibdems.org.uk. Email, johnpcrofts@gmail.com. Giles Rackley Orpen Smelly, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Election statement. Keeping Norfolk safe. As your PCC, I would work for you to ensure that your concerns about policing, crime, and community safety are heard and are acted upon. My plan is to increase visible policing, to make our streets safer, especially for women and girls walking alone, with more resources to deal with speeding motorists, antisocial behaviour, and shoplifting. Reduce high-harm crime, such as knife crime, which is increasing, drug supply, which persists with its violence and other criminality, and domestic abuse, which is reducing but still totals 18% of reported crime in Norfolk. Put victims first. To better support victims of crime by improving the service and support they get from the criminal justice system. To provide better support for victims of online crime. Address issues that cause crime. The police deal with individual incidents, but a public health approach involving partnerships of public, private, and charity organisations is needed to deal with underlying issues that cause crime. Funding. Money is the fuel that drives policing. Careful control of taxpayers' money is needed to get the best value for money. I served 34 years in the army, so I understand the vocational, non-political nature of serving the public. I also understand the police's need for the support of the public, local authorities, private businesses, and charities. The PCC can bring all these together, helping the police to focus on policing while wider partnerships deal with issues that cause crime. The police and public should go forward together. Please help me make this vision a reality by giving me your vote on the 2nd of May 2024. Prepared by Mark Stanley on behalf of Giles Orpen Smelly, both of St Andrew's Centre, Brenda James Close, Thorpe St Andrew, Norwich, NR7 0LH. Contact details 01603 414774. Website https://www.norwichconservatives.com/Giles. Email info@norwichconservatives.com. Martin Kenneth Albert Schmierer, The Green Party. Election statement. I have grown up in Norfolk since I was a child. I love this county, its countryside, its people. Sadly, Norfolk is not immune to national problems associated with county lines drug dealing, while rural and community policing seems to be an afterthought for those in power. That's why I am standing to become Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. As someone who was Lord Mayor of Norwich, and who has been a councillor for 9 years, representing the area of Norfolk with the highest rates of crime in the county, I sadly see firsthand how crime and antisocial behaviour, everything from graffiti and fly tipping to drug dealing, blights people's lives. Building on my experience, bringing the community and constabulary closer together in Norwich, I would do so elsewhere in Norfolk, so that people like you get to know their local police officers. Over a decade of cuts to services have meant that people across Norfolk feel less safe than ever before. But the police cannot simply arrest their way out of the problems. We need a fundamental change in approach from national government to deal with the underlying causes of crime. There is clear evidence to show that rates of violence are higher in more unequal societies, and we simply must have a frank debate about drug reform. I will do exactly that, and I will be a powerful voice calling for a new approach to crime prevention. Finally, I must say that the positions of PCC should never have been created. Policing should not be politicised. Therefore, if elected, I will remain as independent-minded as possible and will never shirk from focusing on the issues that residents report to me. Address prepared for Martin Schmierer by Jan Davis, Election Agent, 21 Church Road, Cantley, Norwich, Norfolk, NR13, 3SN. Website http://martinschmierer.co.uk. Website https://norwich.greenparty.org.uk/2023/06/07/2708. Twitter https://twitter.com/martinschmierer?lang=en. Facebook http://facebook.com/martinschmierer1. Sarah Taylor, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. The Police and Crime Commissioner is the elected voice of local people and so should prioritise our needs and concerns. Talking with residents and businesses across Norfolk, people clearly want to feel trust and confidence in our police again. As a child of an armed forces family, I have a natural respect for the police. It really concerns me that trust has been eroded, and I urgently want people to change this, not only for residents, but also for people serving in the police. I work in road safety at a national level, scrutinising government decisions and bringing together organisations to make sure that priorities are informed by evidence and that they respond to local needs. If elected, I will take the same approach. I will prioritise prevention, making us safer across the county, and reducing the number of young people drawn into crime. Making our roads safer by using the Vision Zero approach to reduce the number of people killed or sustaining life-changing injuries on our roads. Tackling violence against women and girls, which accounts for some of the highest crime rates reported. High-profile scandals have drastically undermined many women's confidence in reporting crimes, leaving us feeling less safe. Confidence must be restored and perpetrators brought to justice. Faster response times to crimes and improved support for victims. To improve the experience of residents and businesses in our rural areas. Addressing organised crime, whether it is county lines, scams, or shoplifting to order, and helping victims with what can be devastating effects. I will listen to you. I will make sure that your priorities are the police's priorities, and I will work with communities across Norfolk to restore trust and confidence. Statement prepared by candidate's agent, David Fullman, St Mark's Church Hall, Hall Road, Norwich, NR1 3HL. Contact details. Website https://www.sarahtaylornorfolk.com. Email sarah.taylor.uk@outlook.com. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/profile.php?ID=615-558-264-444-186. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Norfolk. This booklet contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Norfolk. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Norfolk on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Crofts, John Peter, Liberal Democrat. Orpen Smelly, Giles Rackley, Conservative candidate. More Police, Safer Streets. Schmeirier, Martin Kenneth Albert, The Green Party. Taylor, Sarah, Labour and Cooperative Party. I can be contacted at Trevor Holden, Horizon Centre, Broadland Business Park, Peachman Way, Norwich, NR7, 0WF. MD at southnorfolkandbroadland.gov.uk. 01508 535 320. https://www.southnorfolk-and-broadland.gov.uk/elections/police-crime-commissioner-election-2-May-2024/1. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.